You've stopped in at the Guidepost, brought to you by the American Saltwater Guides Association. Stock up on gear, grab a coffee at the counter, and get ready to hear incredible fish stories from the best captains on the East Coast and thought-provoking conversations with stakeholders and policymakers working to protect these fisheries. This podcast is presented by Costa Sunglasses.
Good morning, y'all. Welcome to the Guidepost. Captain Cody Rubner here, joined by my fisheries confidant and fellow savage of everything fisheries politics, Tony Friedrich. Tony, this morning was a pretty busy morning.
Oh.
It was a pretty monumental morning. Should we jump right into it?
Yeah, let's go.
Well, the elephant in the room in Florida politics when it comes to not only water quality, public health, fisheries, and just general freedoms of America, the First Amendment has essentially been under attack by big corporations in Florida. We talked about it a little bit, I believe, at the start of the last podcast, told people to go check out Captains for Clean Water, what they're up to. The short of it is the extremely dangerous provision that would have essentially been a gag bill and stopped anyone, nonprofit, small group organization, just an individual from speaking up against big corporations and their impacts on our health, our waterway, our fisheries. There would have been a gag bill where essentially you would have been on the hook for lawyer fees and got sued into eternity by these big corporations if you challenged them even in the slightest. And we the people stood up, the Make America Healthy Again movement, all the health freaks and the health nuts, all those wild captains, all those small business owners and all the businesses that require healthy natural resources for tourism to support Florida and support their businesses, they stood up like ravenous animals. And it spread like wildfire around the country. And before you know it, you got people from all 50 states and around the world calling Florida, going, what the hell is going on? And how quickly is this going to spread to my state? And Tony, this morning at a Senate meeting, there was an amendment to that bill and an amendment to that amendment. And the short of it is that that bad section, Section 48, is now dead. And when we look at this, not only a major win for this entire community, but an inspiration for every other community around the country fighting for what they love. And I think people can take a little bit from this and say, holy crap, these guys did it. These guys took on the Giants and they won. So I can definitely take on, you know, little old X in my backyard, and I can make an impact. I saw a comment that I tried to screenshot earlier, Tony, but it was essentially, let's see if I can pull it up really quick for one second. Here it is right here. I saw a comment on one of the captain's Facebook posts, and it stuck with me. It said, I can't believe that this actually worked. I'm always so accustomed to this kind of action being fruitless. I was conditioned that to think that way after trying so hard in other endeavors. Thank you for all your hard work y'all put in, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And that stuck with me because I understand why people can feel that way. You know, hey man, we got all this science about this fish. Let's convert this to our world, Tony. We got all this science about this fish. Thousands of us spoke up, and these chuckleheads at ASMFC or wherever, Louisiana or wherever it is, FWC, they went against me. But here's the reality is the little man on the totem pole can win. The little man on the totem pole, when united and when just relentlessly loud. I mean, you have to turn the volume to 10 and then go to that volume on that speaker and see if you can break the dial and get it to go past to 11. And when you do that, you make it so uncomfortable for these people. They essentially, it's no beautiful American story where they say, I will stand up for freedom and our natural resources and da-da. I think a lot of them just go, fine. Leave me the hell alone, or I'm not dying on this sword. You're the idiot who proposed this. And regardless of what people are feeling when they make the decisions that they do, they made the decision. And good beat evil today. It's quite that simple. So I'm really excited and proud. Obviously, you know I'm very well connected in that community, in those communities. I'm excited and proud of them. But right away, when I hollered at you, I'm like, it's not like, hey, let's take a victory lap and go get an ice cream and celebrate how great, you know, everything is in Florida. It's like, no, this is a spark to look at of what's up next. What are we looking at next week? And how the hell do we translate energy like this to remind people that even if you feel there's only 12 of you that showed up and you'll never be heard, sometimes the little man can move a mountain. telling you what you got reaction, and then let's just waste no time. Let's jump into what's up next week.
So I was just on the phone with one of our friends and consultants. I'm not going to say who it was. And they were challenged by headwinds in their region. And I'll just leave it at that. And they were talking to me about advice. And, you know, kind of when you do what me and Cody and the other, you know, nucleus core people, you know, we deal with all the stuff that's going on, you know, from Maine to Texas. So we have a different perspective than, you know, someone who's just in one region and is zeroed in and focused on that region. And, you know, so many of the problems are the same and they're eerily similar. And it's hard for me, you know, to kind of get someone back to center and not have them feel overwhelmed, you know, that there's so much that needs to change. And so I told him two stories. You know, my boy is a teenager now. And this one happened recently and one happened like 10 years ago, but it's the same story. And we just got obliterated with this snow and then freezing rain, and it turned into like an igloo. And none of it's melted. None of it for, you know, like 16 days now. It's just been misery, like getting anywhere, doing anything. And me and my boy were standing in the driveway, and, you know, God love him, man. Like, he was out there because he didn't want me doing it on my own. Like, he's a great kid. I'm super fortunate. And after a couple of shovels full, it was the most difficult stuff I've ever shoveled. It was literally like breaking up an igloo, and we weren't getting very far. And he looked at me, and we got a big driveway and our house is set pretty far back from the road. And he goes, "Dad, man, how long is this going to take?" And I said, don't look at it that way. I said, put the shovel in the ground, pick it up, throw it in the yard. I said, and we're going to turn around in a little bit and we're going to look, and there's going to be more shoveled than there is left. And it's going to seem like a miracle, you know, right when we're really tired. I said, but all you have to focus on is putting the shovel in the ground. And then that's my next story is same thing. I had, you know, water issues, grading had a house, stuff like that. So went through this whole set of solutions, and I do all this stuff myself. I hate paying people to do anything. So I had to get a couple of the gutters on the front of my house out to the street. And there's a little hill. I'm probably one of the only properties in this area of the state that has a hill on it. And I just had to get them out to the hill, and it was about 200 feet. And I can't even count. I know I have over 10 nephews. But one of them, you know, he was wanting to get extra money. So I said, "Hey man, I got some sweat equity. I'm happy to pay you for, you know, come over on Saturday. And we gotta dig these trenches out." And it was pretty deep, man. It wasn't, you know, it's sand and clay here. There's rocks scattered, tree roots, not exactly easy. And you know, just to get that grade right, I had to go down 2.5-3 feet there as I got towards the end of that, getting closer to that hill. And man, this kid just complained, wah, wah. Duh, look at the tree root. Look at this rock. The sand is so hard. And I had the shits of it after about 15 minutes. And there were three gutters that I had to run out. And I just picked the hardest one. The one that went through the grove of trees that I knew would just be a struggle bus, as Blaine would say. And I just said, just get to it. And I took that shovel, and about 45 minutes, an hour later, I made it to the street and I was laying the gutter down. And he looked at me and goes, "How did you do that?" And I said, "Well, I didn't spend all my time bitching." And I put the shovel in the ground and I picked it up. And I put the dirt on the side, and I did it again and again and again and again, and whatever rock got in my way. And I'm not making up this story like King Solomon. This happened in my life. And I, you know, got a tree root, got an old hatchet, chopped the tree root, got a sharpshooter shovel, worked around the rocks, and I did it again and again and again. And that thing is still sitting there, and water's still flowing through it, and it's still working, and I did it the right way. And I just remember that dumb look on his face. How'd you do that? I said, well, I didn't spend my whole time bitching and wondering about how I was going to do it. I said, it's digging a damn hole. Dig the damn hole. And, you know, I think that's what we just watched with Captains for Clean Water. While everyone else bitches about where'd I put the shovel, how do I do it right, how deep do I have to be, what's this, what's that, wham, 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 let's come up with a plan, let's do an action plan, then let's delegate. No, man, they put the shovel in the ground, they get the dirt, and then they do it again, and again, and again. And they don't whine about their hands or their back hurting or how hot it is or how cold it is. And, you know, I felt really privileged kind of at the end of the driveway with my son and him doing that kind of stuff, because he looked up at me and he said, you know, Dad, you were right. He's like, I forgot about how big the driveway was, and look at this, we're almost done. And that was hours. I mean, that stuff sucked. But you know, I just think that, you know, you have to set an example as a leader, as a father, that, you know, if the floor needs to be swept, you ain't nobody too special to pick up that broom and do it. And if there's a hole that needs to be dug, it don't matter what your title is, that hole still needs to be dug. And I think the other thing, the little lesson that, you know, is kind of layered in there, and what I told our mutual friend consultant who I just got off the phone with, I said, you know, it's consistency. Because if you quit during the middle of it, that driveway is going to freeze again, and it's going to be worse the next day. Or if you quit in the middle of it, there could be a rainstorm and it's going to backfill that hole, and then you're going to be digging out wet slop that's 10 times heavier than the dirt. So when you start something, consistent until you finish it, and then you move on to the next thing. And I think these are the lessons that, you know, effective groups like Captains for Clean Water should be teaching everyone with these wins. Like, it didn't magically happen. There wasn't a bat phone. They didn't snap their fingers. It's getting up and working every day. And then you create opportunities by doing that. And then you turn around and you win, and everyone's like, yay, they won. And it's the 20 or 10 or 20 or whatever core people who consistently drop all the shit that's going on in their life, you know, you included, and show up. Mm-hmm. And I think with the stuff that we have coming up next week, we have North Carolina and Rhode Island with Albies and Benito. That's what we're asking people to do.
Yep.
Like, we're just asking people to step up and pick up that shovel. And, you know, I'm not calling anyone out when I say this. There's different people in this world. Mm-hmm. You know, there's people who will look at the shovel, look at the yard, look at the hole, and spend 5 hours wondering how you're going to do it. And then there's other people that say, well, I can figure this out. And then they just do it, and magically that second group of people gets shit done.
Yeah.
And we need that kind of mentality, you know, let's think about this until the cows come home and we ain't going to get shit done, and we'll all get wrapped around the axle complaining about how the best way to do it is, when every single time without fail, the best way to do it is to actually start.
Yeah,
the best way to do it is to put the effing shovel in the ground and put that first hole in the ground and then start working out from there. And I think, you know, Captains has been around longer than us. And I think what
10 years.
Yeah, I think so. They've been around almost twice as long as us. And I think what you're seeing is that shovel in the ground mentality. And you know, after a decade of work, and don't think it's easy for them. Don't think that this probably didn't come down to a nail biter, one vote to the wire. Oh my gosh, what's going on? You know, and they didn't know until the very end. And I tell you, I know those guys, like, you know, Whitman and Daniel and the rest of their team, their policy team, their outreach team. You know what they're saying right now? Like you said, they're not running around doing a victory lap. They're like, oh God, what's next?
Yeah.
Where's the next hole?
Yeah, I think legislative session is like another couple weeks, right? So,
yeah.
And what I was going to run with is like, I think what matters is that shovel keeps going into the dirt, and it can change hands too. So when you look at, you know, Albies and Benito and Rhode Island going into a second, is it going to go to a third step of the process? Maybe we've got a badass guide up there who's been rallying the troops, trying to get people there, submitting public comment. They've showed up twice. And this third one, you know, their daughter's got their ballet recital, and they can't afford to, you know, miss a magical moment in their life or work. You know, they're not a guide, regular jobs, keeping them overtime, whatever. United we stand and united we fall. That's what you're seeing with captains is no single person was like, I'm going to beat down every office door, be on every call, and I'm going to go to Tallahassee twice a week for the next 8 weeks until this is over. No, because we're all humans. We all have lives. We have jobs. We have families. But, hey, I'm going to raise some noise on Tuesday. But, you know, we might have to go up there Thursday. Tony, I can't make it, man. I need you to carry the torch. Can you make sure that you're there this time? And the faces that you saw in Tallahassee this morning was maybe 75% of the same faces you saw last Tuesday, and 75% of the same you saw the, you know, the Tuesday before. And really, when you keep going, if we were going to ride with that metaphor, the shovel metaphor for the rest of the episode here, you know, man, my back's tired. Take the shovel for me for a couple minutes, Tony, and you keep digging. And I'll tag back in as soon as I'm ready to go again. And so when we look up the coast and we look at Rhode Island and Benito, everyone who's been involved and is going to, we need your voice on Tuesday. Please, please, you know, keep that same energy, keep that same relentless determination to see this thing get across the finish line. And if you can't, tag in a buddy, tag in two, make sure that if you, hey man, I can't get there on Tuesday, but I'm going to hop on the Zoom and comment via Zoom, or I can't get on the Zoom, but I'm going to send a written email, but I'll be damned if my two buddies we go inshore fishing every Saturday throughout the fall. I'll be damned if they're not on there.
Yeah, Cody, I want to throw one thing in too. Is like I don't know if people understand this, but you know what we do. Okay, couple things. One that you know doesn't really need to be a long discussion. There's strengths and weaknesses of any advocacy movement, any advocacy group, you know, and I think one of the main differences between us and captains is they are so zeroed in on one issue. They're all centralized in Florida, and 100%. You know, they have, and we're spread off, you know, on hell's half acre. And I'm not saying that by no, it's just a difference. By no means is it effectiveness or anything, but I'm just saying like one of the challenges that we have that's, you know, explicit to what we do is in the case of next week, we're going to have people in North Carolina and we're going to have people in Rhode Island within 24 hours. Right. So it's really, it's super, super challenging, you know, to get those messages out to those respective people. And, you know, to piggyback on that, I don't know if our advocates realize this or not, but we don't run around and cry wolf. And I'm going to be totally honest, like I always am, but there are things that we know that there's no way to win. And then it has to go to like the next level of the decision matrix. And you say, okay, is this worth burning up capital with the advocates, even though we know there's no chance on this one issue with this one fish in this one region that we can win. And, you know, we do so much that we've kind of, you know, decided as an organization is we know that we just have limited time with our advocates who are, you know, willing to send that email in or willing to get on the Zoom. And we're incredibly respectful of that. And we factor in before we do a call to action, you know, is this winnable? Will their participation make a difference? And in both of these cases in Rhode Island and North Carolina, the answer is a very emphatic yes. As a matter of fact, your participation will determine if we are successful on these two issues. And there's other stuff, you know, that we, you know, with our, you know, professional expertise, you know, kind of look at, and we're like, you know, we're gonna make a statement, and we're gonna say where we are, but we're not gonna ring the alarm bell, five alarm fire, you know, drill everyone, all hands on deck, general quarters, because we're respectful of y'all. And I think that that creates a mutual trust and respect, to where, you know, if we're gonna ring the bell, there's absolutely 1,000% you can make a difference. We're not gonna make you chase your tail, and because we know how hard that hits, and we'll make the statement on those things, and, you know, for the record, and show up and be there, and, you know, take the L, but this is something where you can make a difference. So, you know, Cody, I think along, you know, we'll do like a companion blog. I'm going to email you the everything, the who, what, when, where, why for both things, like what we're supporting in North Carolina, what we're supporting in Rhode Island. Rhode Island, there's a Zoom meeting, and you can attend remotely, and you can also attend in person in North Carolina.
And you can comment remotely as well.
And you can comment remotely.
You can have your voice heard remotely, as I will, and you will.
Yeah, and for North Carolina, what we really need is just email the comments in through the portal. That's it.
Very different experience. Very different. Here. Like an email form letter type in Rhode Island might fall on deaf ears versus North Carolina when Albie Management got rolling. They're like, use our portal. We hammered our portal. I forget the exact number. Wasn't it like 1,000 to 1 or 500 to 1 or some ridiculous number?
When I spoke to the state agency, no one could remember an issue on fish that got more comments. And the other compliment that our advocates got was that the comments were accurate, science-based, and professional.
Respectful. Very respectful. And we'll keep that same energy. You know, there's a time for being, you know, a wolf in a corner.
Yeah. I heard a comment third person, you know, from somebody said it to somebody else, and then they got it back to me that they made a comment of like, hey, can we get this group to comment more often on stuff because we really appreciate it. So like that's the feedback we got from North Carolina. So y'all did an awesome job, and we're going to need you again. So really, you know, our ask is simple. You don't have to be from North Carolina. You know, North Carolina has a huge amount of tourism for Albie's and Bonito, and you obviously don't have to live there to send the email in. You know, that's not the case. So that's easy. That's a 5-minute ask. The Rhode Island one is kind of like a potpourri deal. There is a in-person meeting that is accompanied by a Zoom, and then there's also an opportunity to email comments in, and that goes to like the first week of March, but all the details will be on the blog. I'm going to send that over to Cody today. But you know, just know, have a little bit of trust with us. I feel like we've earned that over the years, that we're not going to ring the bell unless y'all can make a difference, because if and when we win this, we want y'all to be a part of it. Don't be like a casual observer on social media, you know, come middle of next week and we put something up that's like, hey, you know, we won such and such in North Carolina, and be like, dang gum, man, I should have sent that email. Send the email, man. Put the shovel in the damn hole and pull it out and do it again, because it's not just for us. It's not just for you. It's not, it's just, you know, whatever the criticism of the week is, like, oh, yeah, these guys just want all the fish for themselves. I, you know, no. No, I don't think that people should be killing hundreds, if not a thousand, Bonito. I mean, I literally saw that advertised on a party boat in New York this summer. Like, no, I don't think one boat needs to kill 100 Bonito a day. And I think that puts us on a bullet train for Bonito, you know, vanishing again like they do periodically. And we have this, you know, obviously there's been an incredible spawn and people are having fantastic, you know, Bonito trips. And it's like, what it comes to, here's the difference between us and them. Don't you want a good Bonito season next year or the year after that? And don't you want to have a lot of them in the water so they can make more little Bonitos? Or are you just such a chucklehead that you want to kill everything you can every time you go out, put that on social media so you can get somebody to call you tomorrow to book a trip?
I mean, a thousand fish. I literally can't fathom that from like a recreational, you know, or for hire side, like at a commercial scale, I can. But like, if you told me a boat went out and killed 100 fish, I would be like, that's disgusting. What is a small group of people like that going to do with 100 fish?
Especially when it doesn't freeze.
I know. And there's 10 times. Like, it's almost like when you go to Alaska and, you know, you see one of the mountains on the horizon and you're like, that's beautiful. It's so big. And your brain can't even comprehend that it's like 18,000 feet. Like, what is that? It just looks like something, yeah, you know, a mound on the horizon. And then you keep driving closer and closer and it stays the same size on the horizon. And you're like, oh, I'm nowhere near it. I mean, 1,000 fish is, it's,
well, here's
it makes me want to vomit.
Here's the funniest thing. You know, I actually, part of me wants to send a thank you note to all those people because you made our case for us. Like, a couple of years ago, we were like, hey, you need to manage these fish. It's going to get out of control. And people were like, no, it's not going to get out of control. And then here come the Instagram posts. Bunch of little 3-pound Bonito floating dead in a harbor somewhere in North Carolina or Massachusetts, or even better, Ding Dong's cast netting 8-inch Bonito to use them as bait. I mean, Jesus. Like, you know, thanks. You know, we said it would be a problem, and thank you for confirming that, because they did, frankly, what we couldn't have done. They convinced these managers who look at social media that this is a problem. So, you know, I don't know. Makes me feel like Nostradamus. It's pretty kind of comical. And the people who are going to be screaming the loudest not to do it were the ones who were the big offenders that made this basically come up in management discussions. So it's kind of, you know, there's a, Cody, you've heard me use this a million times, hoisted by your own petard. So there's a kind of like a, in the medieval times, there was like a thing called a grenade that was not exactly safe, you know, for the people to use. It was called a petard. And, you know, the guys would launch the grenade and it wouldn't launch and blow them sky high. And the phrase hoisted by your own petard came about. And this is a perfect case of you were literally hoisted by your own petard. Like, we were definitely pushing a boulder uphill to make a case that there's a problem, and y'all proved it for us. So thank you. We appreciate that. So got us over that obstacle. Thank you. We need y'all. You know, y'all go to the website and look at the blog, but to put like a timeline in your head, the Rhode Island hearing is 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we'll have the Zoom link and everything. It's 5 p.m. on the 17th. And for North Carolina, we have to submit our comments by 4 p.m. on Monday. So Monday is the 16th.
And let's be honest. Even within our community and our most devoted advocates, how often are you working on this stuff on the weekend, right? So we're going to send this out, but let's get ahead of it. Let's get as much stuff in as we can. We don't need to be doing any. You know, we will do a Monday morning push because we have to, because it's 2026 and we wait for the last minute to sign up for events, to send an email, to send a comment, to do anything. It's a byproduct. That's how 2026 works with the speed. But let's get ahead of this dang thing. Tell a friend to tell a friend. If 20 people listen to this podcast and they all go and tell two friends, we have an army for that Tuesday meeting. 60 people would be like, whoa, everyone chill out. You know, like, fine, we'll push it through this way. Like, it is amazing, especially at these smaller state levels on these smaller topics. A small group can make a major, major change. So tell
a friend. Look, I guarantee you, in the history of Rhode Island, they have never opened the door to one of these hearings and seen 100 people. Never. And we got some problems in Rhode Island, and I'm not going to get into it. Y'all can read about it on the blog. We got some problems. And I'm not saying I can get 100 people to turn up on a 5 o'clock on the 17th, but if that were to happen, we will win. Period. They will see that. It will scare the britches right off them. And we will win this. And, you know, all this stuff is crazy, crazy complicated and nuanced. And we appreciate you all taking the time, you know, for everyone who's going to hop on the blog and read it, try to educate yourself on it. Understand we have multiple things going on at once. And, you know, all we can do is put our own shovel in the ground, give you all the information, make our phone calls, send our emails, we'll send a newsletter out. We got a spiffy new email system. Hopefully y'all will see that tomorrow. Have some more stuff to kind of anchor your knowledge on. But we're not going to send you in there blind. We're not going to send you in there for no reason. We don't exist without you. You are our power. And we respect you, appreciate you, and we're not going to send you on a wild goose chase. So as real as it gets.
What a beautiful way to start 2026, right? Imagine not even be basically be about halfway through February and have a big win for two great fisheries up north. What a great way to start 2026. So let's keep the positivity rolling. Grateful everyone tuned in. We're going to keep this one a quick one. Our 20-minute podcasts with me and Tony are always over 30 because that's how me and Tony roll. But we hope y'all appreciate the resource, and we'll see y'all here real soon. We'll be back on here again real soon before all this stuff, I'm sure. But eyes wide open, baby. 10 toes down. Keep swinging until good things happen. That's how this rolls. Thank y'all.